You're listening to Pen to Band, a podcast with stories from the human world. Hello, beautiful world. I'm Bella, and this is the fourth episode of my podcast. It is all about how to deal with doubt. The human brain can manufacture distorted stories based on lived experiences. These stories are rarely accurate and create negative emotions which make us unhappy. While people used to believe that the brain becomes fixed after a certain age, we know the brain never stops changing in response to learning, making it our responsibility to keep expanding. There are two main types of neuroplasticity. Functional plasticity is the brain's ability to move functions from a damaged area of the brain to other undamaged areas. Structural plasticity is the brain's ability to actually change its physical structure as a result of learning. Creating new habits is also learning. But what is the connection between learning and doubt? And what is at the core of doubt? Doubt is for me a two-sided coin. On the one hand, it could help us question a situation, job, partner, or behavior that feels wrong. Doubt has inspired science, technology, new beliefs in religion, new systems, revolutions, and change in the world. On the other hand, it is strongly connected to imposter syndrome. It is a result of regular negative self-talk and toxic self-sabotage. An ugly roller coaster ride on a machine you built yourself. It has the power to make people desperate. When letting it grow, it could lead to depression. In the crazy contemporary world, full of social media glam, success stories, fake news, self-proclaimed superheroes, and a hyper drive for self-development prosperity, it is often easy not to feel enough. We do know that we are observing the controlled broadcasting personal performance of others, and it still often affects us. Their behavior is just a fact. Our mind creates a problem out of it by asking us, why don't we have that attention, that love, that body, that face, these skills, the charisma? Poor us. What a drama. There is no recipe for how life should be. People often compare their life stories, visual appearance, IQ, or the timing of certain events such as relationships, career development, achievements, and children with others. Some run away from pain, and others pay to get it. Some are brilliantly smart, with mind-blowing IQ and fantastic ideas, but no clue how to transform these ideas into a functioning business bringing profits. Others do not have a high IQ, but love money. And that is energy. And they always find ways to create wealth and multiply it. Having a high IQ, being successful with money, and being emotionally intelligent and resilient at the same time are very rare combinations. But let's go back to doubt and learning. Doubt taking over our mind is like cancer spreading fast all over the body. It is not helpful. It is a black hole that eats hope and often destroys valuable pieces of advice and feedback from others. The first step towards reducing doubt is realizing there is a problem and the issue is doubt. When analyzing the cause and discovering the core of our doubt, we can make a plan for how to deal with it. Here are some questions to ask yourself, and please pay attention to what you feel and especially where, in which area of the body do you feel it? Is it in the chest, in your back, in your head? Is the doubt inherited from your parents, partners, teachers? Was there someone you were not enough for and who gave you criticism on a regular basis? Is that doubt your own baby, which you feed daily with unhelpful actions and negative self-talk? Are you missing specific skills for the goal you have in mind? Are you too much living in the past and missing out on the future? Are you too often mentally in the future but ignoring the present urgent tasks, procrastinating and letting past events unconsciously haunt you at night? Is the problem maybe due to emotionally being constantly in an elevator, going up and down, doing a job where you only lose energy, destroy your emotional regulation, and feel unsatisfied? You know, being really good at something does not mean it makes you happy. And if it does not make you happy, why? What are you missing? What would make it better? Is it just a phase? Did the particular activity make you complete in the past, but not anymore? If so, what has changed? Was it something from the outside world? Or did you change? Or maybe your priorities had a shift? Is your lifestyle helpful for your emotional well-being? Unhealthy foods, constant dopamine kicks from social media likes, nagging toxic friends, excessive online dating, drugs, and long nights with violent computer games can be poisonous. We all carry precious, unique light in our core, but often cover it with darkness. In the process of maturing, collecting experiences, and going through hardship or happiness in life, we always get to know different sides of ourselves, of what we want, what we need, and what we shall skip. The process of growing is connected to stretching, to changing your shape, form, or path. It is normal to feel uncomfortable. The mindful observation of our strengths and weaknesses is a watch on time. It can help us not to drown, to sink. It could help us realize we are on a deep dive into cold water, but know when to get out. Also, to give us the necessary push to learn and practice the skills needed to survive in deep water. Practice observation and listen to your body. It speaks a language you shall learn. It deserves more than anything your full attention. I have observed impressive, very skilled professional artists ruin their creative path based on two main reasons. First, doubt. Second, bad habits. And both often dance diabolically together, hand in hand. Our brain is programmed to search for mistakes and danger, which is good. It keeps us alive. That makes doubt not only genderless, ancient, but also global and universal. Doubt thinks that something is wrong, searching for solutions is the practical side. The toxic, destructive one is when doubt is a giant rock on the path you constantly hit. Doubt could also be a big enemy of a political system, plan, or strategy. In communism, dictatorship, or strict religions, it is all about following and doing what you're told to do. Without Inquisition, humanity will probably be much better developed in terms of science and technology. They have removed the positive, practical doubters. Somehow there is a connection between doubt and trust. We have a lack of trust when the view is gloomy, and we have a lack of transparency. This could also be self-related. If you're working on a project and you doubt all the time, have you been transparent with yourself? Were you ready physically and emotionally? Did you take the necessary time to prepare? Were you willing to do it, or did you push yourself against your gut feeling and inner voice? Were you honest with yourself, with your expectation on what you invest and what you get? And now, what can you do about it? You can write down on paper what bothers you, what do you feel, and get all the doubt inside out on blank pages. Let it go. And then think about the best version solution and what is the worst which could happen. Do you lose that much? Being transparent with yourself about what you have done and what you put yourself in. Can you now continue and finish the project with trust you can do it great and create some good vibes? Trick yourself. Get healthy products that activate the brain and increase your energy level. Play happy music, meditate, visualize, bring beautiful memories back. Get yourself in that sacred, happy space within yourself. And when you feel fine, trust in your own abilities. Be your cheerleader, not your terrorist. Doubt has always been a part of the human world. We can help others with honest and positive feedback. This type of behavior is more common in the USA and less in the German-speaking world, where I live in Austria. You are enough. If you're sure you're not, you can take steps to accomplish your version of enough. As long as it is your version and not some type of a foreign modern social media ghost. You can learn the skills you need to be better at what you want to achieve. You have the capacity to become who you want to be. Find out if the doubt is taking over your life situation because something is missing. Or is it just a feeling resulting from your toxic conversation or comparing with others' lives and timing? Should you worry about it? No, that is the best no. You have control. You are the pilot of that plane. I trust myself. I pay attention to my thoughts, my choices, to the moments when the darkness awakes, when I get sad or angry. I spend time finding out what triggered me, where and how I feel it in my body, and what I can learn from it so it does not repeat. I work on my bounce back resilient muscle every day. It is as important as motivation, air, or showering. We need it on a regular basis. Often I am that person who will tell the waitress she looks so beautiful. Because it is true, and I feel it, and it is a win-win. I am honest with myself, sharing that strong impression she left on me looking like a walking painting. And she will maybe smile a bit more on that day. I don't care if she thinks I might be lesbian, because I'm not. I don't care. Being brave and honest feels like freedom to me. Experiences and human connections make us happier than short-term satisfaction. Emotional agility is the skill of separating yourself from the negative emotions, observing and deciding what needs to change. Choose a direction and fly. Have compassion, love, and understanding for yourself, for who you were as a child, in your youth, for who you are now, for your mistakes, adventures, successes, and who you will become. Be also willing to work patiently for the change you wish and need. Surround yourself with growth mindset people who are supportive, fair, honest, and appreciate you, who are brave and willing, able to show how much they care. If you don't know them yet, you can become that person for others, and mainly for yourself. I wish you all the best in these strange and challenging times. I hope they are an initiation ritual for a better, stronger, and happier world. Doubt knocks on my door. But the war and COVID, crisis, blah blah. I trust we will find a way. With love and light from Vienna. Bella. Hello, you're listening to Pen to Bend, a podcast with stories from the human world